You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 150. And on today's show, I'm going to recap my 90-day new business launch. Back on January 1st, I announced my new business launch with my daughter. It's now been 90 days, and I just wanted to share a recap of some results and exactly what I did. So stay tuned for today's show.
Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Well, hello and good day, good evening, wherever you are in the world when you're listening. I am Jackie Elmer, and welcome to this show number 150 in the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. You'll find all the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/150, along with a host of other great information. There is a search box there that you can search by tags based on what you're looking for. If you're looking for scripting, success language, social media, whatever it is, you'll find a whole load of information. I think there's over 500 archived blog posts, podcasts, and different things there. So if you're looking for good training resources, you're going to find it there. I have reopened my one-on-one coaching program. I'll be expanding that over the next few months. But if you'd like the details on that, as well as my Inner Circle coaching, kind of my do-it-yourself, where you learn through videos, audios, and some live calls on how to build a business, a successful direct sales network marketing business, both online and offline, go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. All right. Well, I mentioned that on this call, I want to get in and share some details with you about my 90 days, my first 90 days in my new company and what we've done and how that's gone. And I'm really excited to share these details with you for a couple of reasons. But I want to give a disclaimer first, and that is, you know, if you're expecting to hear that I made my first $1 million in that 90 days, or I shot straight to the top, or you know, broke company records or anything like that, that's not exactly what happened. Although I did have success, and I'm having success. And most importantly, I'm literally having the time of my life. I'm having so much fun with this business, and it makes it so much easier. And I really, truly do get out of bed every day looking forward to what all I do, which I'll be sharing again more details in the show as we go along here. But I did want to say that. So, you know, sometimes it's kind of interesting. My results are either going to leave you lukewarm, you just won't care one way or the other, or they're going to disappoint you because you were expecting to hear some, you know, rocket straight to the top story, or, and this is my hope, these results are going to inspire you and empower you to know that you can be successful if you just really get focused, get committed, and lay out an effective business plan that's going to work for you, or more specifically, that you're going to work. That's really the key. All right, so I mentioned I launched a skincare and makeup company, and if you want to find out the details on that, you can just go to workwithjackie.com. You can opt in there, and that's going to give you all the details, take you to the company site, share a little bit about what we're doing. For those of you who are either A, just curious, and B, serious, who I'm really looking for the ones who are serious. Let's not waste my time or yours if you're not really serious. And if you're set where you are, I want you to stay there and I want you to thrive there. Okay. You're probably with a great company, with a great sponsor, a great upline, and you have the ability to create whatever you want where you are. But if you're not settled and you are looking, I would love to have a conversation with you because like I said, I am having so much fun with this business. I just really am. And part of it's where I am in my life stage of just really letting go of any of the old anxieties that used to hold me back in a business, or looking over my shoulder or looking to the side to see what other people are doing, whatever. I'm just literally having fun and laughing at myself, laughing with people, sharing a very fun sizzle product, making retail sales every week, and sponsoring new people and getting them off to a good solid start for those who are ready to be serious. All right, so here are the stats and numbers. We'll start with that, and then I'm going to get into what exactly I did. So I personally, in that 90 days, I personally enrolled 21 people. So that comes out to 7 a month. I had personal retail sales of $4,000. Now I have to tell you, I'm the most proud of that number because I've never really been involved in a company where I had or even did do a lot of retail sales. I only ever did the minimum, which was typically an auto ship order that I was responsible for. And occasionally I'd make some sales here and some sales there, but I was mostly a personal consumption type of individual. So to do over $4,000 in personal retail sales in 90 days for me, believe me, that is a record. It's a personal record, and I'm super, super proud of that. And again, like I say, it has been a piece of cake. It has been a total blast, and I haven't felt like I was selling anything. And I had some help along the way. I had some great people who helped me out hosting virtual parties and trying out the products and sharing with their friends and buying from me on the spot and different things like that. So it's not even that I'm a great salesperson. I'm really not. It's kind of funny. If you're interested to know how I do sell this, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and, just ask me the question in there or, you know, whatever. Get a hold of me some way. I'm happy to share with you the very simple approach that I take to actually retailing the product. And I'll probably do a show specifically on that exact thing. So I made three promotions. So I promoted my own self 3 times within the compensation plan. But again, more exciting than that, I helped 4 people on my team get promoted as well. And that's where the money is. That's where the true joy is. That's where servant leadership comes in. And that's the part that I really, truly love. I expanded my business not only in the United States, but also into Canada and the United Kingdom. So I'm very excited about that. And as I've mentioned, we're making a big push. We launch in Mexico and Germany this year. So I'm definitely working behind the scenes on networking my way into contacts for those specific regions. Now, I also signed up a 12-year-old, and this is a great story. This is one of those cases of never editing your list. Even though I'm with a skincare and makeup company, so that's not going to be something that typically fits for men, when I made my list, I did not edit my list. So I reached out to men as well who I had great relationships with in network marketing and just said, hey, listen, I've started something new. I know it's not going to be a fit for you. I'm not approaching you for that, but I just wanted to share what I'm doing, give you some details because I know you run across women all the time who might be looking for something, and I just want to put it out there and let you know in case you can send any referrals my way. Well, as a matter of fact, the very first person who I reached out to, his 12-year-old daughter ended up signing up. Now, I know what you're thinking, like you have to be 18 to sign up in network marketing. Okay, so his wife actually signed up, but the daughter is the one who's working the business. And then she, of course, sponsored her aunt. She reached out and contacted her aunt. So that's an exciting story too. So it gives new meaning to, you know, so simple a 12-year-old could do it. That really is it. She's excited about the product. She saw it as something she could do. She's got an entrepreneurial spirit, and I am cheering her on every step of the way. It's really fun. Another successful piece of the pie, as I mentioned, is that I really have learned how to retail on the spot. Now, as I'm recording this, I sold 3 products on the spot at a networking event that I went to just this morning. So, you know, I mean, literally, it just is that simple. When you get excited about something, when you believe in it, and when you have something that's a sizzle product with an affordable price point, where you can truly show a before and after picture, just even your own results, and, you know, create some curiosity. And as I mentioned, probably the most exciting thing about the whole deal is that I'm having a total blast. I am having more fun than I've ever had. And that's not to knock any other company or product that I've ever promoted. It doesn't have anything to do with that. A lot of it has to do with just where I am in my life, getting very clear and centered and focused on what is important to me, what I value in my life, and what I'm willing to settle for and not willing to settle for, and going after it. Okay, so that's a little bit of the results. Now let's talk about what I did. Well, this is not going to be any big, you know, major rocket science project either. I sat down and I made my list. Literally, I hand wrote a list. I went through everything, my cell phone, my Christmas card list, people who I'd done business with in the past, people who are friends of mine, my Facebook friends, my LinkedIn friends, who do I know really well on Twitter. I went through every aspect of how I'm connected with people in the world, whether I know them face to face or not, and I made that list. Then I categorized that list. So I separated it into Facebook friends, LinkedIn friends, friends from my former work, you know, from the airline industry, from my hometown where I grew up, from Phoenix where I used to live, from Lake Arrowhead where I used to live, Nashville where I used to live, here in Ventura where I am today. What else? And then other companies where I've been involved with people, people who were leaders, people who were up and coming, people I had good rapport and relationships with. Again, not trying to recruit them away from what they're doing, but just networking my business and letting them know what I was doing should they have any referrals for me or in case they are looking, because you just never know. And that's what I've run into a good bit. So I categorized that list and then I just got busy and I started contacting people. I started reaching out to them. I used Facebook. I used the phone. I used email. I used text messaging. I used all different methods to reach out to people and start the conversation. And I used the third party approach. It's no mystery. If you have my streetsmartscripts.com, my scripting, my success language training, you'll find it in there all the time. I use third party approach almost always. Even though I'm confident about what I do today, I just feel like third party is so much more effective and it paints a picture for people to be able to raise their hand if they in fact are interested in looking and or not feel like they were put on the spot if they're not interested, but they can possibly pass on referrals to me because I'm going to paint a picture for them of who I'm looking for and how they can be an ambassador for me in my business if they're willing to do that. And through that, I just shared my excitement. My excitement has come through with everybody. I've gotten so many tweets and messages, even from people who listen to the podcast who say, wow, it's really fun to hear the excitement in your voice. And thank you to those of you who have reached out and said that. I am excited. I'm just having a great time. And that's not meant to be hypey or try to bring anybody in. It's just truly meant to be the authentic piece that it is. It's just fun and I'm loving it. And that enthusiasm comes true when you feel that way. Comes through when you feel that way. Comes true when you feel that way too, but it definitely comes through. So that's, you know, maybe something for you to think about. If you're not feeling that passion, if you're not feeling that zest, if you're not feeling that invigorated about what you do, take a good hard look at that. Because I'm telling you, I've been in companies that I've loved, I've worked with products that I've loved, and I've worked with companies and products that I didn't love. I've made a lot of money with companies and products where I had red flags going off. And while it was fun, there was always that little piece that was missing. So I just want to encourage you to check in with your authentic self, check in with your gut, and know that if you truly get behind something that you're passionate about, and you truly get behind something in a mission-oriented way that you believe in, I really do believe that all the stars will align and the universe will open up and reveal for you the path that you need to take, the people you need to contact. It will, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, will literally put the right people, the right places, the right times in front of you so that you can maximize and do what you need to do. So that's a little bit of what I did with my list and my online. You know, I reached out through Facebook. I hosted Facebook parties, did some different things like that. But I also went offline. You know, I've lived in Ventura now for almost a year and a half, and I had never networked any business or myself in any way out in Ventura. So it was a perfect time for me to pick up and find networking groups. I started with local networking groups. We have a group here called Contacts and Coffee. I started with that. That branched off to another networking group. I'm going to a Chamber of Commerce breakfast tomorrow. I haven't joined the Chamber of Commerce yet. I haven't joined Business Network International, but I'm busy exploring and I'm getting plugged into different groups and finding what's going to be my groove and my fit. So I've gone offline networking and I've been very consistent with that because I understand that consistency is the key to anything. You can't go to a networking event one time, expect to blow in, have everybody fall in love with you, fall in love with your product, and fall in love with your business and buy or sign up or anything like that. You know, people have to get to know you. They want you to prove who you are. So you have to stay consistent. And then the coolest thing is that I learned how to leverage those relationships that I was building offline, take them onto social media, and leverage them even further online. And boy, has that been powerful. You know, I have a product out there called Building Local through Social Media. You can just go to buildinglocalwithsocialmedia.com and that product is there. And really, it's the same exact thing that I mentioned in that I created those modules on. That's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm leveraging those real life offline relationships, taking them back to the internet. And it's creating a powerful punch for me personally, getting my name out there even more into the local area. In fact, I met the executive director for BNI tonight at an open house for a business. Actually, it was a 3rd year anniversary. I met the executive director and he knew who I was through Facebook posts and through our mutual friends and the networking that I've done in that way. We had a great conversation and it was just, you know, really fantastic. So, you know, you never know who's going to be placed in front of you and how you can leverage your network offline through social media as well. So that's a lot of it. I definitely understand the importance of follow-up. I've learned to totally detach from the outcome. I've learned that I'm going to reach out to some people who are never going to reply to me, and that's okay. It's not about me. I'm going to reach out to some people who are going to tell me no thank you, and that's okay. It's not about me. And I'm going to reach out to some people who are going to say yes, and then they're going to vaporize, and that's not about me. And I'm going to reach out to some people who are going to say, absolutely, let's do this thing, let's run with it. And you know what? Those are the people I'm looking for first and foremost. And then the second category, the ones who I reach out to who say yes and then vaporize, I'm looking for them too, because I know with timing and building relationships and good rapport that some of those people will come back around, and they'll come back around at the time that's right for them. And that's when I want them anyway. And for those people who tell me no thanks, it's the same thing. I'm going to be consistent with follow-up even with them, because I know that life situations change. I know my very own story of saying no, 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 until the day I said yes to network marketing and direct sales. And I can tell you that day changed my life and it changed my family's life, and I'll be forever grateful. And then for the ones who don't ever even reply, it's okay. I'm going to stay consistent and follow up with them too, because I know that just like that other category of people who say no and then change their minds, the people who don't reply right away, they're just as likely to change their mind at some point too. So it's important that you understand that this business is a law of numbers and a law of averages. It doesn't mean that people are numbers, and it doesn't mean that you put people into an average. It's just understanding that the action steps that you need to take involve numbers and averages. And as you work the numbers, your averages get better. And as you work the numbers, you build that all-important skill set that you need to have to be successful. And it's kind of one of those things, like I've said before, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard it over and over again. If you're wanting to learn how to ride a bike, I can tell you how to ride a bike. You can watch me ride a bike. I can send you to YouTube to watch the most famous bike riders in the world ride a bike. But until you actually put your butt in a seat of a bike and take off with the pedals and learn how to balance yourself and how to, you know, do several things at once, you're not going to know how to ride a bike. It's the same with this business. You can learn the basics of how to build the business in really 30 minutes to an hour. But unless you're out there actually taking action, you're not going to find your own groove. You're not going to learn how to detach from the outcome. You're not going to learn how to dig down deep within yourself and figure out what you're made of and what makes you tick and what's powerful for you. So building that skill set and learning that success language is such an important piece of the game. It's so very important, and I really want to encourage you to do that, because I'll tell you what, it will rock your world if you develop those key skills that you need. All right, so that's a little bit of my 90-day results. I would love your feedback on that and any questions you have. You can tweet me at Jackie Almer and let me know any thoughts. Let me know also where you're listening in from, like what country, what state, what city, what you're doing while you listen. I always love to know that too. And then any feedback that you have. You can also leave feedback on the show notes at jackiealmer.com/150. And you can always ask me a question over at jackyelmer.com/questions. My Facebook group, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. That's another place that you can leave feedback for me. I would love to hear it. Now be kind. I know some people like to exert their muscles and be mean on social media, but you know, that doesn't really benefit anyone, including the person who does that. So be nice, be kind, but let's have some dialogue about it because I would love to do that. So I hope, if nothing else, I've inspired you a little bit to know that success can be yours. Get excited about what you're doing. Get enthusiastic. Believe wholeheartedly in what it is that you're promoting, and then get out there and share it with people. So that's it for today's show. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.